USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Child poverty in the United States is rising again. Columbia's University Center on Poverty and Social Policy estimates that nearly 4 million American children fell into poverty last month. The Ag Department will allow Mexican avocado imports after a pause. A USDA inspector was threatened last week, leading to a suspension of Mexican fruit imports. The agency saying it enacted additional measures with the U.S. Embassy, and inspections have since restarted. The pause happened during peak growing season for the fruit and just before the Super Bowl, which has historically been one of the most popular times of the year for avocado consumption. Russia is beginning to launch missiles in a planned exercise today from Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin overseeing the military exercises. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Vice President Kamala Harris is representing the United States at the Munich Security Conference in Germany on Saturday. Harris saying there will be consequences for Russia should they invade Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States, together with our allies and partners, will impose significant and unprecedented economic costs.
Today's rocket launch in Virginia will be visible in New York, Pennsylvania, and other eastern states. NASA saying the best viewing location will be on the Virginia coast, but that Delaware and Maryland beaches are also good viewing sites. The launch from NASA's Wallop Flight Facility is set for 12:40 p.m. Eastern Time. A Grumman rocket will carry a spacecraft to deliver science experiment supplies to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
New York City officials say that tourists and residents are getting so nervous about crime on the city's subway system that they're refusing to ride. Much of that crime believed to be committed by the homeless. New York's mayor has unveiled a plan he hopes will help. Teams made up of outreach workers, cops, and mental health experts will be deployed into subway stations. They'll be working to try to convince homeless and mentally ill people to accept help.
The message I'm sending to my officers in transit on patrol as we engage in this is to treat the homeless with patience, with compassion.
NYPD Transit Chief Jason Wilcox. The Daytona 500 is this Sunday. The legendary race at the 2.5-mile Daytona International Speedway kicks off the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series season. This as NASCAR announced new configurations for their racing vehicles. Speaking on Fox News, NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney says these cars have been a learning experience for everyone involved.
These are, next generation car, and it's completely different from anything we've done. Probably the biggest change that NASCAR has had ever in the build of the car, the setup of the car, any parts and pieces on it. So it's kind of everyone's learning.
The green flag set to drop at the speedway just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.